There are new residents at Potter Park Zoo, couple of Canadian lynx. And if you look at the pictures, man, they have some fuzzy feet. Those are some big old feet. Joining us now, the carnivore lead keeper, which I think is pretty cool, Annie Markham from Potter Park Zoo. Hey, Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
These are the cats on loan, or we gonna keep these?
These guys are residents here. They came to us from Pittsburgh Zoo, where they were born. These brothers were in a litter of four there.
Okay. So a couple of brothers, Canadian lynx. What do we know about them? Ragnar and Rollo, what do we know about them in their natural habitats? Up in the upper UP, up in the Canadian wilderness, hanging around Bigfoot, basically, is what they do.
Sure. Canadian lynx are found across a large part of North America. A lot of that is up into Canada and Alaska. There are some breeding populations in the lower 48. We're looking at Maine and down into the Rocky Mountains and the Cascades. We do get lynx occasionally here in Michigan. They're seen occasionally on Isle Royale and a couple of counties up in the UP.
Okay. And so how old are these two? These are full-grown adults?
They are. These boys just turned five.
That's full-grown.
20 to 25 pounds apiece. Yep.
When I look at the pictures, they look pretty chunky. How much of that is fur?
They are pretty fluffy. These guys are built to be able to withstand very cold winters. So they've got a dense fur coat, just like your cat or dog at home. They do shed a seasonal coat, so they can also handle our summers. So it is shedding season for a lot of our cats here, so they're getting prepared for the warmer weather also.
Man, when you go and clean out the enclosures and stuff, maybe you keep the fur that you find. Because you can't go in and brush them out. What do they do in the wild? They rub up against a tree?
Yeah, sure. That's one of the ways that trackers will be able to keep track in the wild if there's lynx in the habitat, is that they might see some fur rubbed on a tree. These guys we make sure that they've got opportunities in their environment for that. So they've got some rough branches. They've got some trees that have nice rough bark. There's rocks in there. And we'll even add things like brushes attached to a pole so that if they want to, they can go over and scratch on that.
You know, when I go to the zoo and I see any animal when they're rubbing up against a tree or something, to me, that just looks so satisfying.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go. Oh, yeah. I just want to rub up against the bark. Oh, that's nice. I don't know what to. Maybe that's an instinctual, that's in us all. Maybe that's instinctual.
Oh, sure. It's rewarding to do. So we keep doing it. It feels good. So we do it again.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, Annie, and I know we're up on time. We're very tight on time today. I just want to make sure we get all the pertinent information out. But here's an idea for you. Gather up that fur that's left on the bark. And it could be a fundraiser for Potter Park Zoo. You make fur coats or like little jackets or something. Huh?
We do have to be careful about some of that stuff. Anything that comes off an animal that's on the endangered species list is not up for sale, right? We want to make sure that we're not accidentally reinforcing a want or a need out there for these endangered animals. Yeah.
All right. Well, they are pretty spectacular to look at. They look very...
They're regal.
Cuddly.
They're so handsome. Yeah.
Regal. There you go. Handsome, regal, and cuddly. But if you were to get in there, because you have to go into enclosure, that's dangerous, isn't it?
We set up all of our animals for success. And one of the ways we do that is to make sure that they get to act like animals. So we make sure the lynx get to act like lynx, and we don't expect them to share space with us. So their enclosure is set up so that they have spaces that they can move to, so that we can get into different parts of their habitat to do our servicing, to clean, to put new food out, to put enrichment out, to change water, all that stuff daily.
What's their main food? You don't give them kibble. What do they eat? Fish.
These guys eat a meat-based diet. So these guys actually eat a horse meat-based diet. Horse meat is leaner, and it tends to be more palatable. A lot of our guys don't like beef a whole lot. Then they also get some prey items like rats and quail and chicken.
Because in the wild, would they hunt their brothers? Would they hunt in pairs, like one distract, the other one stalk or something like that?
Most of the time, lynx will do ambush hunting and stalking in the wild. Their main prey source is snowshoe hare. And that's actually a really vital part of their population. If the snowshoe hare populations go down, then you will actually see lynx populations go down as well.
Well, I hope they don't get, you know, really the big head, because everyone says they're so handsome, but they are good looking cats, these
guys. They are, yep, yep. Those big tufts on their ears are very distinctive, and that's actually one of the ways that you can tell lynx apart from bobcats. Bobcats will have a much smaller tuft on the top of their ears.
Oh, and you know what? That's how you determine if it's me or not, too, because lately, the older I get, the more hair I get on my ears. It's a little tuft
it's
up there.
It's distinctive. Regal.
Yeah.
Regal.
Thank you. I'm regal and distinctive. Annie Markham from Potter Park Zoo. The Canadian Lynx. It's Rollo and it's Ragnar. Go see them. This is amazing. And we get to have them. They're here now. So
they are.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're out on habitat. They're still getting used to their new space. So they've got the option to move into a sheltered area if they want to. So if you come by and you don't see them, come back again, because they are choosing to move in and out of view as they're
all
comfortable.
Right.
But they're getting better about wanting to be outside when everybody's here.
Excellent. Annie, we're up on time. It's always a pleasure. And thank you so much for jumping on with us last minute here this morning.
No problem. We hope to see you out at the zoo.
Yeah. Potter Park Zoo, Annie Markham, the carnivore lead keeper, our Ragnar and Rollo, the Canadian Lynx. 1320 WILS, back in a minute. Just to be-